their party factions in Congress are much more disciplined on average than the Democrats. Now, that may be a bad thing overall in society, but that kind of strategy will, at least in the short and medium term, win out.
But I take it, though, that your new book, The Party is Over, How Republicans Went Crazy, Democrats Became Useless, and the Middle Class Got Shafted, you're not feeding into this malaise out there that exists, you know, with the Occupy movement who believe a plague on both their houses, there's no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, and we shouldn't participate in this corrupt political system. The Green Party makes the same argument, obviously trying to distinguish themselves from the Democrats and Republicans. And there's this pervasive idea that your vote doesn't count. Now, I find that hard to believe. If your vote doesn't count, then how come Karl Rove is working so hard to suppress your vote? So what's the intention of your book? It's clearly not to paralyze people. It's to inspire them, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I have a little coda at the end that says we were in a similar situation at the end of the Gilded Age, and we were in a similar situation at the beginning of the Great Depression. But somehow we've worked ourselves out of that situation where corporations ran everything and politics was a kind of stylized marionette theater, because there were enough people who were angry enough to do something.